Nathan Segura, the notorious VIC Vic Carucci here on Reaction Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Again, you can call us up 216-578-0850. Share your thoughts about Saturday night's game against the Indianapolis Colts. You can also tweet us at Browns_Daily. Going now to talk with the third member of our team here on CBD, the one and only Gerard Cherry. Gerard, what's up, bro?
What's up, Nathan and Vic? How you guys doing?
I'm good, man. Gerard, this Saturday not as positive. You know, we don't even need to bring our pom poms in here to get to get yelled at by Mr. Perspective, because the Browns helped us get a little bit of perspective after and not a great performance against the Indianapolis Colts.
The sky is falling. Oh my gosh, give me a break. No, the offense did not look great. The defense did okay. Special teams took three steps back, no doubt about that. At the same time, I'd rather have one of these losses take place now as opposed to going into the regular season 4-0 in the preseason thinking you all that to find out you're not. So in my opinion, this was a great loss in the sense that it gives this team an identity and an idea of what it takes to win on the road. And also, too, you just can't prance out there and expect to win a football game.
I think I saw some prancing before the game, and that concerned me. No, Gerard, I think this, that you're right. Overreacting to a bad showing is just as bad, if not worse, than overreacting to a great showing.
Agreed.
And I think that kind of what happened to a lot of folks is that, okay, wait a minute. You know, we saw something we liked in these first two games. And look, this team faces the reality of being judged in a harsh way because it deserves it. When you're consistently losing and you're consistently mediocre and worse, then this is what does happen to you. The judgments that are placed in the summer aren't reasonable judgments. So people are going to be unreasonable now, and I'm accepting that. My big thing is I want to see what is taken from this that does matter. So Brandon Whedon says, all right, I'm not staring people down, and others are saying this is a learning tape, DeQuell Jackson. So how much of it, where do you lean in terms of its value, of what's good from this to take away even in a poor showing?
I take a lot of value away from it, but more from the mental and the psychological standpoints of it, that I saw a team from the get-go not ready to play and match the same level of intensity as the Indianapolis Colts. And you cannot, like I said before, go out there and prance against a team, especially one named after someone that prances a Colt. So with that being said, man, you have to get your mind right. And they didn't have their mind right collectively as a team. There were several players that showed up individually. But again, if the Cleveland Browns are going to have any semblance of success, it has to be what you saw for the past couple weeks, in which it is a complete team effort. No short fields given up by the special teams. Offense sustaining drives. Defense shutting people down and not letting them have a drive down the football field. All those things have to play factors for this team to have success. So I'm taking a lot from it. Get your mind right.
That's right. Get your mind right. One guy who was able to get his mind right for the first time and take the field in the preseason, Leon McFadden. What do you think about Leon going against the Indianapolis Colts, working against Reggie Wayne, T.Y. Hilton? So certainly legitimate competition on the other side of the ball.
I didn't hear anything you just said, Nathan, because the studio cut out.
So oh, all right. I was just talking about Leon McFadden, his debut with the Cleveland Browns, how you thought he looked going against Reggie Wayne, T.Y. Hilton, if there was anything positive you saw from Leon.
Well, he didn't look like the stage was too big for him. Obviously, he didn't make any spectacular plays where you're going to sign him up to be the next Darrell Revis. But at the same time, for a guy who has not played that much, I was encouraged. In general, I was encouraged by the secondary. Kind of interesting was that the Colts were like, you know what, Joe Hayden, we're going after you more so than the other guys. So that was good to see Joe get some quality work in as well. But nah, Leon did okay, in my opinion, for a guy who has not played that much, and especially being a rookie.
Yeah, Gerard, I think you're right. And I wanted to see how he would respond. He's been a guy who's been really kind of put in a tough spot from the moment he was put out there. And there was a lot of rolling of eyes and some concern on the sideline. Okay, what did they do with this player and get him, you know, why is he on this team? And I think he's gone from that to showing that he can battle back. And he was in an unenviable position too often in that slot being lined up against Reggie Wayne. That's not fair.
Hey, that's why they paid him to be a third overall draft pick, Vic. It's not going to be fair. Hold your own. And he, like I said, for a guy, you want that type of experience because he can build off of that. Okay, Reggie Wayne beats me. Who has not Reggie Wayne beaten? If I can stick by him, I can build off that and say, hey, I'm going to be a decent player in this league. So if anything, McFadden should walk away from saying, Did I dominate? No, but I held my own. I belong in the NFL. And at this stage of the game, that's what he needs to start convincing himself of. Do I actually belong in the National Football League?
And I thought he improved as the game went on. I thought obviously the opening kickoff wasn't great. Then his first lineup outside against T.Y. Hilton gave him a huge cushion, gave up a 10-yard catch.
Yeah, I was nervous this
year. Yeah, a little bit too easily. But I thought he got better. Had a nice breakup on a pass to Wayne as the game went on. Good tackle near the goal line on Darius Hayward base. So I thought there were some things from McFadden, because I'll tell you what, I'm liking what I'm seeing out of Buster Screen in the slot, and I really want to see somebody else step up, whether it's Owens, whether it's McFadden, that can play on the outside, because I think Screen is better suited to be in the slot. And I think he's playing great there, only allowing 5 yards per target against him this entire preseason. And I thought he held his own very well against Reggie Wayne with 2 passes defensed and 7 targets.
Yeah, Buster held it down, did his thing as well. And since I am appears to be the leader of the Buster Screen fan club, which I got your back, Buster, way to represent and not make me look stupid. I appreciate that, dog. But at the same time, you're pretty much going to see what we call 11 personnel, in which you have 1 tight end and 3 wide receivers for the majority of the year, because that's just where the NFL is at. So essentially, be it McFadden or Owens, someone's going to have to step up, because it appears that Buster is most comfortable on the inside. So he doesn't even have to look at it as he's not starting if he's not outside, because chances are, consider how teams attack you nowadays, he'll be out there anyway.
It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with Nathan Zagura, and joined now by Gerard Cherry. And Gerard, you had made the point, you were very upfront about this, that you did not like the idea of having to name Brandon Weeden the starting quarterback 2 weeks into the preseason, that you wanted to wait on this thing, and you liked what that pressure maybe had done to him in terms of the way he performed through those first 2 preseason games. In any way, shape, or form, did you let that creep into your assessment of the struggles that he had Saturday night?
Not at all, Vic, because I'd just be taking a cheap shot at Brandon, and he didn't necessarily get any last Saturday. Because I also came to the conclusion, you know what, guys? Why not see how he handles success? Now, I'm hoping that's not how he handles success by going out there not playing as effectively as he did the previous 2 weeks. But so part of your maturation as a quarterback and as a player is, yeah, how do you handle failure and how you deal with success? At the same time, I firmly believe that Brandon Weeden will be much suited if the pressure's on him and if he's getting an atmosphere in which, not from the coaches, he needs their support, but from other people around the organization who say, you know what, we're not quite sold on you. Prove it to us why we should be. And after last week's performance, he wasn't alone. He's got still some proving to do, obviously.
As a defensive back, Gerard, you obviously are very, very qualified to comment on the DBs, but then also the receivers, since you're used to going against them, you know what to look for out of the receivers. I thought the receivers struggled to get open in this game. Greg Little in particular, I think that's been kind of a trend throughout the preseason, struggling to get really any separation from opposing defensive backs. Is there anything that you're seeing on the tape that is, you know, perhaps technique-wise? Is it, what do you think the issues are perhaps there with that aspect of the game?
Well, Greg Little in particular, I mean, he had a couple opportunities, and then Josh Gordon as well, and these guys got to take advantage of him because it's – their guys are in the NFL for a reason, and I just didn't like the energy that I saw out of the wide receivers. I felt that it just had a sense of lethargicness to it, in which it wasn't like, yeah, we're in Indianapolis, we're about to play this game, it's going to be regular season atmosphere. I didn't get that sense or vibe from the guys. I got more kind of going through the motions type of feel, and they need to realize that you are the Cleveland Browns and you have something to prove. You should have a chip on your shoulder with the mentality that we're going to shut all these people up who think we are just run-of-the-mill. And last week, you came out there with a run-of-the-mill approach and attitude, and you got pretty much embarrassed.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably a fair way to put it. Gerard, thank you so much, and we will look forward to talking with you again tomorrow, my friend.
Hey, hey!
Hey, 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 hey! He is Gerard Cherry. He joins us regularly here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we have got much more coming up for you in our second hour. We are going to go around the National Football League, talk a little bit about what Rex Ryan was saying about that quarterback situation there. Would you? Yeah, as Nathan turns his back on me, I knew the guy who asked him the question, too.
I'll answer questions however I want. If I want to answer questions with my back to you, sideways, I'm going to turn around. If I'm going to go sideways,
doing a handstand.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter.
And we've got Jameer Howerton sat down with Josh Aubrey. We'll hear from the young, very impressive safety, a guy who's trying to make this team as an undrafted free agent. You know, that's an interesting thing this time of year, too, where there's a lot of anxiety among players on this roster because cutdowns are coming. They got to get to 75. They've already made some cuts. More cuts are on the way to get to 75 by Tuesday. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. More is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.